If your bucket list includes hitting course designs by golf legends Palmer, Player, and Trevino, it's time to swing out to Geneva National Resort. Just an hour from Chicago in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, this semi-private resort boasts a master's trifecta, making Geneva National the ideal stay-and-play escape. For only $95 in October, you can play two of Geneva National's coveted courses and stay overnight for free. These hot dates fill up fast, so visit GenevaNationalResort.com to book your stay and play today.
I've got a cool opportunity how you can start making serious money. Drive with Uber. You know, Uber, the popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. This is Bart Shore, and I use Uber all the time. Love them. And you'll love being your own boss when you drive with Uber. It's great for parents, teachers, students, anyone who needs flexibility, working when you want. You just need a car and a license to get started. Then you'll thank me for telling you how to get paid every week. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for DraftKings.com. Play to win $1 million this week and every week this football season at DraftKings.com. With 1 week fantasy at DraftKings, you can play when you want with the team you want. Just pick your contest, pick your team, and pick up your winnings. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Chicago to play for a free shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Chicago for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Breaking Bears news, comprehensive analysis before and after every game, and the hottest Bears topics, all right here on Chicago's home for Bears fans, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski. Cubs remain off today as they prep for the Pirates, who come to town for three starting tomorrow. Great pitching matchup at Wrigley Friday afternoon. John Lester taking on Garrett Cole and the Pirates then. Pirates did clinch a playoff berth officially last night. White Sox open up a 4-game series in the Bronx tonight. Chris Sale gets the start. He's just 4 strikeouts away from 1,000 for his career. Michael Pineda goes for the Yankees. Bears news today, Jay Cutler, it's not official that he'll miss Sunday's game just yet, but he did not participate in practice again today. Jimmy Clausen got the first team reps. Bears issues not only on the offense, though. Matt Bowen joined the Mully and Hanley show this morning and discussed the preparation it takes for defenses in today's game.
Especially against these NFL offenses in today's game, too, with all the formations, the personnel you have to prep for, the down and distance situations. You have to know all that stuff. You have to mentally rep that stuff through film study. See it on the practice field. It never ends. If that's not carrying over to Sunday, then you're talking about technique and you're talking about preparation on top of it.
MullyandHanley.com to hear that interview in full. Patrick Kane remains with the Blackhawks for now. Despite yesterday's case developments, the Hawks did make a move today, releasing forward Graham Knott. Roster now sits at 58. NFL game tonight, the 0-2 Giants host the 1-1 Washington Redskins on Thursday Night Football. You can catch that game in progress tonight here on The Score after the conclusion of the White Sox-Yankees game. College football today, Cardale Jones will be the starting quarterback for Ohio State this weekend when Western Michigan. And today, the NBA announced they will add additional rest days to the NBA final schedule, putting 2 days in between every game where travel is necessary. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Their September sales event is going on now. And football fans, real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is your place to watch all pro and college games with over 50 high-def TVs and a Jumbotron. I'm Nick Szepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Regulator, mount up. We'll call you.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
I like this kind of party. breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
The average football fan doesn't get to see a lot of these college players. I see it as my responsibility to kind of sell NFL fan bases on this player.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Matt Miller is brought to you by Ed Napleton's Westmont Porsche. Ed Napleton, second to none since 1931.
Matt Miller is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Follow him on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. Matt, hello.
Hello, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing well. How are you, my friend?
Good, good. Is everyone there freaking out because the Bears are going to have the first pick? Or...
you know, it's funny that, believe it or not, the learned helplessness, this sort of...
Set in early.
Yeah, the syndrome of understanding, for lack of a better term, the actual awareness. I give Bears fans some credit that they're... I think ever since we saw the sparse crowds for training camp in downstate this year, that it's just... It's just
people get it.
Nobody's feeling it. Everybody gets it, and it's kind of too bad. But the difference being that at least last year we had the energy of fire the coach, fire the GM, throw the bums out, and that's missing because everybody knows there's no bums to be thrown out at this point.
Yeah, that makes it harder. You know, I've lived through that with I grew up a 49ers fan, so I lived through 10 years of that, and then you know with the Chiefs in Missouri. So it's funny. You know, thanks to you guys, I have a lot of Chicago people on Twitter, and this is the earliest I've ever been asked about, what the Bears should do in the draft. It's it's not even week three yet, and people are like, so who should we be looking at each week? So it's great for me. I'm sure it's good for you guys, too.
It is good, and, if you're this bad, Matt, and they very well could be this bad. I mean, I don't know, without Cutler, it's just, you don't even want to watch. You want to do anything else. But to me, it's okay if you have a bad season, whether it's 4-12, whatever it is, that you've got to have that quarterback, somebody in the future. You look at him and say, okay, I understand this. We're going to build this into something. And we know you don't have a lot of patience with quarterbacks, but at least you have something to look at and say, yeah, when this team is good, he's the quarterback.
Yeah. You have to have either the guy, the franchise quarterback, or the developmental guy that you're hoping. You know, mm-hmm. Like in Jacksonville, they might win 3 games this year. But the fans are excited because they get to see if Blake Bortles is the guy or not. So there's something there. And it's interesting to me, and it's kind of weird that, it seems like there's no middle class in the NFL with quarterback play. You either, have one or you don't. You know, there's not a whole lot of those just in-between guys anymore. And I think with Chicago, with Cutler's injury, it's obviously going to make things really interesting, with Jimmy Clausen there. But also, I think, fans maybe get to see what life after Cutler will be like a little bit.
Are you surprised the Browns demoted Johnny Manziel as soon as Josh McCown was healthy enough to play? Because
non-loopy.
I thought it was a little, maybe it's because of the money they paid him, but Josh McCown is a bad quarterback, and we're not sure what Johnny Manziel's going to be yet.
Right, that's what I was going to say. I'm shocked because, I don't believe in quarterbacks being the guy who gets all the credit when you win. But Josh McCown cannot make the plays Johnny Manziel made last week. And I know some people would say, well, McCown wouldn't make some of the mistakes. But like you said, he's not a good quarterback. And we know that. Josh McCown's been in the NFL long enough that we know who he is. And with Manziel, there's still some upside. And for me, it's tough because I'm one of those guys that believes that you should be patient with quarterbacks. But at the same time, you kind of have to see what you've got, With Manziel, last year was a wash for him.
Mm-hmm.
Why not try to build on the momentum and the excitement of last week and see if he can, continue to develop and kind of learn on the field? Because, you're not going to win a lot of games in Cleveland, let's be honest. You might as well see if your young quarterback has some traits and some abilities that you can develop.
That's
what I wonder about. Does he?
Go ahead.
Just does he? Does he have any of those abilities? Because we know he's trying to be less crazy. That's our overnight guy.
Right.
And he's trying to be that. He's trying to keep gets under control and drive himself, whatever else he wants to do to act like a professional. But they must think, apparently, Matt, that he's no good because there's no reason to buy money or not. This guy's awful. So they must not think that Manziel's the answer either.
Yeah, that's weird. I want to know, and no one will tell me, who made the decision. Was it Jimmy Haslam, the owner? Was it Ray Farmer, the suspended GM? Was it Mike Pettine, the head coach? There's a lot at work in Cleveland, and I've heard all summer about the head coach and the GM don't like each other, and Haslam is ready to make changes if this doesn't work. And it's like, okay, well, Ray Farmer's suspended right now, and you have a team making all these decisions about the future of the franchise, and their GM is not involved with the team, or not supposed to be involved because of, you know, the texting to Kyle Shanahan last year. So I don't know if this is, you know, Mike Pettin saying, you know, I didn't pick Johnny Manziel. I'm not committed to him.
I'm not
indebted to play him. I don't know. I wish I knew, and I wish people would talk, but it seems like everyone in Cleveland has decided to stop talking to me this year.
We talked recently about the quarterbacking issues and quarterbacking injuries in part having to do with some really bad offensive line play across the league. And there's been all kinds of speculation that I've read and seen as to why offensive lines are not as trustworthy as they used to be. One idea is that the collectively bargained rules regarding padded practices and training camp mean you just can't get the reps. That's a function of just not working together at full speed, just not able to teach the way you need to teach with real reps. The other is that the drop-offs between the ones and the twos at offensive line spots have a greater disparity than perhaps at other positions.